I'm doing fantastic, man. I can't wait to get up to Maine. We got so many friends up there. Actually, it's one of my favorite states. I mean, I just love it up there. It's incredible, you know?
Eddie, you know, we have to have you on every summer, even if you don't have a show in the area, because every time you're on, we get a great reaction from the fans. They are so loyal to you and love hearing you on the show. But this time we got a good reason, because your tour brings you back to Maine next Thursday night down in Portland.
You got to tell me to come down and do some shaking with the money, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, if you think about it, you know, like a Billy Joel or, I had 13 or 14 songs in the top 100. We open up the show with Baby Hold On. Then we do Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star. Then I say, I want to do a song for all my ladies from the 80s. And I do Endless Nights. They love Endless Nights. And, of course, we got Walk on Water with Shakin'. And it's going to be a great show. I got to find some wood to knock because the critics have been raving about the show. And we got so many friends in Maine. I'm really looking forward to it, especially in Portland.
Now, you mentioned the critics. I was just reading a review of the show you did in New York, at Batavia, New York. Rave reviews for the show and how you're on the top of your game. How old were you, Eddie, when you realized not only could you play and sing, but you had that connection with the audience?
Well, you know what it is? When I was in high school, I figured out I was always a skinny kid, and I figured the best way to date the cheerleaders and not be, and if you're too skinny to play football, is be the rock band in your high school. So I was in the rock band in the high school. We played Beatles songs and Lovin' Spoonful songs. And I started out singing when I was actually very, very young. And then my brother was in Vietnam at the time. So I went on but the police department, like my dad. My dad was patrolman of the year. And I had my grandfather was a cop. Then I went on the police department for a couple of years. But I couldn't really see myself with long hair, with short hair in a uniform for 20 years. So I quit the police department. I was very lucky to get a record deal in the late 70s. And the rest of it, I guess it's rock and roll history, you know?
Now, you mentioned your time and your family history. You've always been so supportive of veterans and all of our people in uniform, and I saw that you expressed your condolences to the family of the New York City officer who was killed recently as well.
That was very tragic how that young lady died. She died in the line of duty, and, you know, she's actually got three kids, and it's just a heartbreaking affair. But, I think being a cop it's really not an easy job. It's just like being a fireman. You're running into buildings when people are running out. You know, I mean, a lot of people in civil service, I mean, they work their butts off, and they're just trying to, you know, they're trying to raise a family, just like you on the radio or me with the microphone in my hand, you know.
We're talking to Eddie Money here on Downtown. And Eddie, obviously, you still have fun on stage. That's obvious when people see you in concert. I know a lot of performers we talk to say that the time on the stage is the reward for the time in the hotel rooms and on the buses and on planes and all of the travel you have to do.
Well, it's great to see people light up when they hear songs like Shakin' or Take Me Home Tonight or Baby Hold On or Two Tickets to Paradise. It brings them back to a certain time in their life when things were different. Maybe before the kids, maybe their first love. I don't really know. But we got a lot of great fans out there. And now I got kids in their 20s and they're 21, 22 years old coming to the show because they've been listening to me in their parents' car for the last 20 years. So it's really amazing how many great fans we have. And I go out there. My daughter plays with me on stage. She's really fantastic. And we do have a lot of fun out there. And, of course, I'm trying to raise money for Pets for Vets. Instead of putting these dogs to sleep, you see them on TV freezing their butts off out in the rain or in the snow. They're teaching these dogs how to take care of our wounded veterans. So if anybody happens to pick up a T-shirt, you'll be helping the doggies out and helping the vets out at the show.
Eddie, you were one of the big stars of MTV in the days when they actually played music videos. Was that a fun process for you, making those videos?
You know, it was really a lot of fun doing it. Of course, I don't get to see the one Think I'm in Love too much because my first wife's in that one. But the second one we did Shakin' with Avalonia before she did Purple Rain. And, yeah, we made a lot of videos, like me and Huey Lewis, and we had a lot of videos and had an awful lot of fun. It was really fantastic, you know. It was a great part of my life, and now I got my wife and the kids are all healthy, and I'm still happy to be on the road. I quit smoking cigarettes. I don't drink anymore. It's kind of like Life and Betty Ford. It's the Eddie Money Show. But you know what? I'm sharp, and people love the show, and I'm very happy to be out there.
And you mentioned your first wife. Now, you and your second wife, Lori, have been together now for, closing in on 28 years, I think. What's been the secret of happiness for you in this?
Well, we've been together for 30 years. I guess the secret to happiness is I got five kids. I'll do anything to get out of the house.
Eddie, we're doing a little a tribute to the Beatles on our show later this month, and I'm sure, like so many, you were influenced by them. Do you remember the first time you heard Beatles music?
Yeah, I loved, of course, I heard when I Want to Hold Your Hand, and She Loves You, and all those great songs, and I did a version of You Really Got a Hold on Me that the Beatles did, and also Smokey Robinson did, which was really amazing. I got the opportunity to meet Ringo Starr, and I got the opportunity to meet Yoko. She was a very, very nice lady after John died. So, yeah, I got a great connection with the Beatles. I used to love the Beatles. I still do.
What was it about those guys that made so many people want to pick up a guitar?
You know, all the songs were simple. It wasn't like that. They didn't have a keyboard player. They just had two guitars, bass, and drums. And it was just your basic four-piece, you know?
So, Eddie, you're now one of the guys who's been doing it successfully for the better part of four decades. When young performers come to you for advice, what do you tell them about making it in the business?
Well, the first thing I got to say is, you know, they want to play in a lot of clubs and stuff like that. The first thing I got to say is don't drink and drive. Another thing I got to say is, you know, beware of drugs. Because if you think about drugs, you're out there having a good time. But drugs, they're not your friend. But like the devil himself, let's say, they'll turn around and bite you right in the butt. But I really think that, and all these young guys, what they should really do is practice their scales. If they play saxophone, as boring as it is, practice the scales. The scales are so good for you. If you're a vocalist, do your vocal exercise. If you leave the guitar player, you know, I think the best thing to do is to take lessons. You can always, because if you're thinking about music, it's a craft, something you want to do for your whole life. You might as well do it. You might as well get an education and do as much as you can.
You're listening to Downtown. Rich Kimble here. Eddie Money with us. He'll be appearing at Aura in Portland next Thursday night. Eddie, what's the best part of being up on that stage for you when you head out there?
Well, there's a lot of pretty girls out there to look at, but not as pretty as my wife. But I really light up when people, you know, they love Shaking and Take Me Home Tonight and Two Tickets to Paradise. See people having such a great time. My voice is in great shape. Because I did a show the other night, and this gorgeous girl was right below my feet, Rich, and I looked down, she was crying her eyes at her. I make was running down her cheeks like a little girl that lost the puppy. I was singing Two Tickets. I couldn't talk to her. But the guitar solo came around. I bent down and said, baby, she said, you're standing on my fingers.
Hey, now, is the story I read true, Eddie, that when they brought you, because you've written most of your hits, but they brought you Take Me Home Tonight, and you weren't crazy about the song at first?
I wasn't really crazy about the song, but you know, every time, if you're leaving a club or a venue or late at night, the last song they always play of the night is Take Me Home Tonight, which is a real thrill. And having Ronnie Spector, who sang the original Be My Little Baby, and having the opportunity to get to you, I called her up and said, Ronnie, what are you doing? I heard a bunch of clinking and clanking. She said, I'm doing the dishes, because she dropped out of the business and wasn't singing anymore, and she had a couple of kids. But once she got the bug back when she came out and did the video for me. And she really was great. And I run into her on the road every now and then. She's really a sweetheart. Remember, that's Ronnie from the, and she's from the Ronnie and the Ronettes.
And was it Martha Davis of the Motels that suggested you give her a call?
Yes, it was. Martha's a very good friend of mine. I knew Martha back because my original guitar player, when I played in Berkeley before I got my record deal, was a guy named Dan Alexander. And he used to play lead guitar for John Lee Hooker. And he was actually, he was her boyfriend. And I've known Martha a long, long time. I love that song, Only the Lonely. It's fantastic.
Hey, so when we see you in Portland Thursday night, will you pick up that saxophone?
I'm playing the sax. You're going to love it, man. We're going to play saxophone. I want to go back and Take Me Home Tonight. We're going to have a good time. I got a great guitar player. The band and I have been together for a long time. Jessica's going to be singing. And when I get up there, I'm going to save a little money, because I got to pick up some of that good maple syrup, you know?
There you go. Eddie, we can't wait to see you. Always a treat for us. It wouldn't be a summer without having Eddie Money, the Money Man, here on the program. Eddie, thanks as always, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Well, Rich, congratulations and continued success. And I got a lot of friends of mine that listen to your show. I want to say hi to Carolyn, to Jeanette, and a good buddy of mine I call him Pizza Face. He doesn't have the world's greatest complexion, but he plays a lot like Stevie Wonder. Thanks an awful lot, Rich. Nobody come down and do some Shaking with the Money Man. I got two tickets, but Rich, I'm taking everybody.
Thanks, Eddie. We'll see you next week.
All right.